One lesson on Parashat Hayesara. There's a pasuk in Perek Chavdalet, pasuk Nun Gimal, when Eliezer meets Rivka. So it says he gave her some jewelry, and the pasuk also says Vayotze ha'eved kelekesef uchle zahav ubgadim. And he also took out, besides the silver and the gold, but he gave her clothes. He provided her with a trousseau, with a wardrobe. So there was a great rabbi, Hasidic rabbi, called Rav Shalom from Belz. The Belz are rabbi. And he was accustomed always to say the following idea when they used to sign the ketubah at a wedding. He would say the following thought. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way to tell us that Eliezer gave clothes to Rivka? Isn't that obvious? That's something that's always done. Even if a lady is rich or poor, the custom is to provide clothes at the at the engagement or at the swani, as we have. So what is the Torah going out of its way to tell us about the clothes? So I heard he explained that Eliezer was trying to teach Rivka the style of clothes that are worn in the house of Avraham Avinu. He wasn't giving her clothes necessarily to wear, and they weren't even tailored yet. But he gave her clothes, that these are the type of clothes, modest clothing, without any, chas v'shalom, immodest fashions. These are the type of clothes we wear in the home of Avraham Avinu. It's interesting to point out that the first time Rivka sees Yitzhak, the pasuk writes, "Vatitkas." She covered herself up to show us that she was modest. I point these out today because in the dating world today, it's quite the opposite, where when the girl sees the boy for the first time, instead of covering up, so they reveal themselves, thinking that that will lure the boy into the union. And also the clothes that are worn and are given, whether it's the wedding dress or whether it's the trousseau, unfortunately not as modest in the fashion of Avraham Avinu. So we must learn the lesson of the first documented swani and marriage in our community and in our Torah, how Avraham sent modest clothes to show Rivka the standard, and that Rivka covered herself the first time when she saw her future husband. A great lesson in modesty, which would be the foundation of a good marriage and a good life. Shabbat Shalom.